God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen to that. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourself, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Brother Charles, would you lead us in a word of prayer? Amen. You may be seated. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. I want to look a little while this morning upon the title, Take a Look at Yourself. Take a look at yourself. Aren't you glad today that you are made in the image and likeness of God? Amen?
Amen?
That's a blessing, isn't it? No matter what anybody says about you, and no matter how anybody looks at you, you can always say to yourself, I am a child of God. That my God breathed air into my lungs so that I may be able to become the person I am today. Take a look at yourself. Today, you have many different characteristics. Praise be to God. Aren't you glad to know today we all don't look alike? Amen? We don't all act alike. We don't all go. This is a big amen here. Praise God, we don't go to the same restaurant all the time. Amen? We all have different habits and different things in our lives. But when we definitely look at ourselves, there is something when you become a Christian that you have in your life. Praise be to God, it's not you living your life anymore, it's you and God. And now, because God lives within you, you take on some of those characteristics of God. Look at some of those. Praise God today, we serve an awesome God, the everlasting Father. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
The Prince of what? The Prince of Peace. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. A God that is my Savior, and you're going to smile to this, He's your Savior. He is the God that gives us all we need in our hearts and our lives. We need to look at ourselves and say, even though people may say we are nothing, we are something. Why is that? Because we have God inside of us. God is with us, molding us and shaping us in our lives. Now, don't point any fingers to anybody. And don't point a finger at yourself, because I probably could do it as well. You know anybody that's stubborn? Oh, no, preacher. I don't know anybody that's stubborn. Being stubborn's an interesting characteristic to have, isn't it? You're sort of just set in your what? Set in your ways. And you really just want to stay there in your ways, and you don't want anybody else to try to change you. You don't want anybody else to look at your life and say, this is what you need to change for your life to be better. Now, we're really good, instead of taking a look at ourselves at that, we're really good at pointing out of other people, aren't we? You ever say to yourself, boy, they stubborn. They stubborn. You don't want to mess with them, because when they say it, it's their way or what? The highway. And they're going to stay right there. But so often, we have to look at ourselves and say, if we're honest today, every one of us has that characteristic, don't we? If we look at ourselves, we can see that we have a little bit of that stubborn. Have you ever known anybody in your life that needs a little more patience? Ever known anybody like that? A little more patience in their life? I was asked by a doctor, not this last time, but the time before. I had read, and some other folks had asked me this before, when you get a new heart, sometimes you take on some different characteristics. And there's been some folks that have been able to start playing a piano, never played before, and got smarter and all those things. Well, praise be to God, your preacher didn't get any of that right. You don't see me out here being any smarter, do you? And you don't see me out here playing the piano, any of those type of things. And the doctor said, is there anything that you have changed since you had your new heart transplant? I did not answer this question. Sheila's always with me, and I always defer to her before I answer any questions. And Sheila said real quick, back to the doctor, you know what? He's not as stubborn as he used to be. I was like, wow, that's tremendous. And she looked at the doctor and said, not only that, he's got more patience than he used to have. And y'all can't believe today your preacher ever was stubborn, can you? And you can't believe today your preacher was not had enough patience. But we all have, haven't we? We all need that transplant in our life where we say to ourselves, God, I want more of you than I want of me, right? Amen. God, I want to take on your characteristics. Maybe I'm stubborn. Maybe I don't have any patience. Maybe I'm not listening to you, God, like I should. But God, I want to start learning how to be more like you. Today we know we serve a God as that Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three Godhead in one, right? The God that we look to in our lives and we feel that Spirit in our lives. And He has everything laid out for you in your life. He wants you to look at yourself and say, I believe as long as we are here, we have room for improvement, don't we? And God wants us to look at ourselves and say, God, I want to put more of you in my life. God, I want to be able to see what I need in my life to become a better person. If you look over in James chapter 1, there's a lot of things in that first chapter that God shares with us. If you only do these things, you can look at yourself and say, you know what, I'm doing better. I'm stronger. I'm listening to God. I'm living more godly in my life. And not only am I living more godly in my life, but it's rubbing off to my family a little bit. And it's rubbing off to my church a little bit. It's rubbing off to the people that I love that is around about me. First of all, over in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Today, as a Christian, looking at yourself, do not be afraid of trials. We all know today, if you're breathing, you're going to have trials in your life, aren't you? There is going to be things that come into your life. I don't know when you read here in James, I don't know how many of us jump up and down and say, I've got great joy because I've got trials in my life and something bad's going on. Thank you, God, for that trial. Thank you, God, for giving me this. Thank you, God, for showing me where I need to be. So often, we don't want those trials. We don't want those temptations. We don't want those things to come in our lives. But I can tell you today that I have learned more about myself when I'm in a trial than when I'm on top of the mountain. Amen? That's when you look at yourself. That's when you start seeing the importance of prayer, the importance of talking to God and sharing with God and saying to God, God, I need you right now in this trial that I am experiencing. I don't know what your trial is today, but one thing is for sure, we all have them. And we all have difficulties. None of us are perfect. None of us can look at our lives and say all the time that everything is great. Nick likes it when I say there's not a ripple on the water, right? There's always that ripple, isn't it? There's always that trial. There's always those things that come into our hearts and into our lives. This past week, when they took me back for my test and Sheila was in her room, and they always do this. I don't know why. All of you that's had surgery, you know how it is, and you've had tests when they do this. They take you back in this cold room. It's about 20 degrees, and you're freezing to death, and you just want somebody to warm you up, and they take you back there, and they put you on another table, and you're all back there by yourself, and they say, Mr. Mills, we're going to get started in just a minute. One of the things I figured out Any of the rest of you figure this out? Their minute and my minute's not the same. Amen? It's not. My minute is what? You're going to do it now. You're going to get this over with, and everything's going to be all right. But every time I've had any procedure, any surgery ever done, they say that to me and they leave. And you're just laying there on that table, all by freezing, all by yourself, except you have one other person there with you, don't you? You're in a trial. The only person that you know that can hear you right now, and the only person that can sense what you're going through right now, is that Holy Trinity, isn't it? To know that God is there with you. I am so glad today I serve a God that never leaves me or forsakes me. A God that's with me all the time. And we are able to turn to Him, and no matter what, He hears our prayer, doesn't He? He hears our cry. So when we're in those trials and tribulations in our life, and you're wondering how to overcome those, you're wondering what to do with those, you might say to yourself, you know what, this is pure joy. Because now I get to spend a little more time with God, don't I? I get to talk just a little bit more with God. And I get to experience His love for me. James says, not only examine yourself and take a look at yourself when it comes to those trials that you have in your life, but there in verse 5 it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and will be given to you. Look at yourself. We need to be learning something every day, don't we? Every day. Learning more about ourselves and learning more about God. Isn't it wonderful to know that as we get older, we're having a Sunday school class. I don't know how long we've been on it. It's the stages of life. And Brother Tim Turner over here one Sunday morning said, why don't we have a Sunday school class on the stages of life? Well, the Sunday school writer went to his house and he started typing all about that. And you know, isn't it amazing all the stages we go through in our life? And isn't it amazing how our priorities change during our life? And all these different things. I could have not imagined when I was 16 or 17 years old how much the world was going to change by the time I was in my 50s. And all the things that's happened. All the different things that's went on in society all around about us. But God says to us, some people say, well, it's all bad, preacher. All this technology, it's terrible. And it's all this type. I think there are some good things out there, aren't there? And God wants us as Christians to learn and study and show ourselves approved. Praise be to God today. I'm glad for this today. And maybe you'll say amen to this too. I'm glad that God's not done with me yet. Amen? I'm glad that heaven is going to be my home, right? I'm glad of that. But while I am here, and I am living on this earth, that God's going to give me another day to live. I am going to continuously learn. I am going to pray to God. And I'm going to ask God for wisdom in my heart and in my life every day. And I'm going to pray to Him. And I'm going to ask God and I'm going to say, God, first of all, one of the biggest things we need to say to God is, God, I don't know everything, right? But God, You do. And God, I know as I pray to You and I ask You to give me guidance and to give me direction, that God, You are going to give me what I need. James also says over there in verses, chapter 1, verses 6 through 7, when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded, and unstable in all they do. Today, as you look at yourself. Don't live a defeated life. Don't look at yourself and say, I've heard people say this before, I'm nothing, preacher. I'm nothing. Why did God ever put me here? Well, praise be to God. Once again, you are a son or daughter of God, aren't you? You're special. You're special. No matter what's going on. The old devil just wants you to live that defeated life, doesn't he? He wants you just to blow around like the wind. He wants you just to not be only thinking about all the bad things that's going on in your life. The devil doesn't want you to say, no, you know what? I'm not going to be defeated. Because I serve a Lord and Savior who didn't even let death defeat him. You realize that? I serve a Savior that they hung upon an old rugged cross. I serve a Savior that they drove nails in his hands and in his feet and put thorns upon his head. I serve a Savior that overcame that. I serve a Savior that on the third day, he was able to walk away from death. And I serve a Savior that now can help me no matter what I face. Don't live that defeated life. Don't let the devil say to you, you're nothing. Don't let the devil say you shouldn't listen to God. Have that ability in your life to say, God, I need you more and more each day. Now, this is going to be a good one to step on some toes. I just know it will. Over in James verses 19, chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, it says, my brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become what? Angry. Because human anger does not produce a righteousness that God desires. Don't lose your cool. Look at yourself. Now, don't point no fingers. And don't point to yourself. But I believe we all can say in our life we've lost our cool before. Amen? Question for you. What did it get you? Did it help you? Did it make you become a better Christian? Did it help you to become a better mom or dad or husband or wife or brother or sister? Did it help you? No, I can honestly say, and I can say this, and I'm the preacher, and it's okay. I've got a lifetime contract here because so you can't ship me off. When I've lost my cool in my life, it's not helped me at all. Sometimes I've even, now it's not like any of the rest of you, sometimes I've made a fool of myself. Sometimes I've said to myself, what in the world was I thinking? But so often, we're really good to speak. It's just so hard for us to what? To listen. So hard for us. When I was working for the state, I would have to go into the school and, you know, interview kids and talk to kids about some pretty bad things. And one of the things that I learned real quickly, I could ask a kid a question, and all I had to do was sit there and listen. They would tell me exactly what I wanted to know. Now, my biggest problem with some of my young social workers, they would go in there and they would just want to drill that kid and they'd want to ask them 1,000 questions, wouldn't ever take time to listen. But I found out that if you listen, you're going to learn a whole lot more than when you're talking, aren't you? As Christians, we need to look at ourselves. One of the things you have to realize is your kids are going to make mistakes. Your husband or your wife is going to make mistakes. People around about you are going to make mistakes. Not everybody drives like you. Amen? There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be things that happens in our lives. But when we look at ourselves, how do we look when we lose our cool? How do we look when we're not putting on that image and likeness of God? Two more quick points. Remember what God has told you. There in verse 21. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil, the prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourself. Do what? Do what it says. So, what does that say to us? As I examine myself and I take a look at myself. Praise be to God you came to church today. Amen? That's wonderful. But just coming to church is only half the job, isn't it? Look at yourself. How do you look the rest of the week? Are you having that personality of saying, you know what? I'm not going to just say it, words. I'm going to live it, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my very best to show others all about Christ. Today, I don't know where you are in your Christian walk. I don't know what you see when you look at yourself. I don't know how anything that is going on in your life and you're experiencing things in your life. And there's a lot of things that's going on in a lot of people's lives today. I know that. And I know there's a lot of struggles. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of things that's going on in the world today. But praise be to God today. We still serve the risen Savior, don't we? And when you look at yourself, the most important thing that you should be able to see is a little bit of God there, shouldn't you? A little bit of God in your heart and in your life. Today's an extra special day at the church. Of course, I believe every Sunday we come to church is an extra special day, don't you? Just listen to my one call. I always say it's going to be an extra special day. Come out to church in the morning. Today's going to be a great day. We're going to have a couple that's going to be baptized. But also it could be a great day too. One of the things that I never, ever, ever, ever do is try to look at somebody and say, well, everything's all right. They've already turned their heart and life over to Jesus Christ. Maybe you haven't made that decision today. Take a look at yourself. I believe we all know that our life is going to come to an end someday, isn't it? We don't know when. We don't know. Those young kids over in Metcalf County that lost their lives, I believe one of them was like 14 years old. Others still teenagers. You would have never thought that was going to happen to them. And I have prayed since that very day. I didn't know any of them personally. I didn't know their families personally. But I have prayed since I heard that one thing they did in their life, not that they had a big job waiting for them or this or that or other or what they drove or what they looked like or who they were dating or anything like that. The one thing I prayed for was what? Lord, I hope they were saved. Lord, I hope they were saved. Lord, I hope heaven was their home. Today, if you can hear my voice, I'm going to say that to you. I hope you are saved. And you've turned your heart and life over to Christ. What being saved about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is you don't have to wait for it, do you? You don't have to say, well, I'm not a preacher that says, well, no, you can't be saved today. You come back next week or you come back in 2 weeks or whatever that may be. Praise be to God today. God can save you when? Right now. Is this the day? Is this the day that you say, I want to ask Jesus Christ in my heart and into my life? I'm sure Mary and James this morning will be fine. The water is not going to be too cold over there, don't guess. I don't know. But I'm sure they'd say it's okay if you want to come and join us and be baptized. Come over and experience what baptizing is all about. We know baptizing is more than just the water, isn't it? It's what takes place. It's what's experienced that trusting in God and turning over that new leaf. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you look at yourself and say, preacher, that's what I want to do. I want to be baptized. Maybe today's the day. And I always say this all the time. It's been working pretty good. Maybe this is the day that you decide this wants to be your home church. Take a look at yourself. See where you are and listen to God. So whatever you see today, listen to it as we have our closing song. Join the choir.